Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pass the road to your house that you never call home, where they turned out your lights, they will say you'll never know. I remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind, both of us never tiring, desperately wanting.
All right. There's a lot going on with the Miami Hurricanes. They had their first basketball game last night. They've got a new opponent on Saturday. Joe Zagacki, of course, everybody knows, is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Very good friend of the show. But I want to start with Thanksgiving, Joe. Joe has logged into our computer network here. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hawk. Hello, Channing.
So, we saw on social media you had Thanksgiving dinner with Don Bailey Jr., your broadcast partner. Now, is that typical?
Having dinner with Don Bailey is fairly typical. Having Thanksgiving was not typical. You know, we couldn't travel this year. No, he usually goes to New York.
Right, so, that's right. So he was here, so you invited him over, and then we saw a video on your Twitter account. So he carved the turkey. Now, he was at your house, though. You didn't feel emasculated at all allowing Don to carve the turkey in your house?
Oh, no, not at all. Listen, I don't get anywhere near the kitchen at any time. My wife made the turkey and all that stuff, all the sides with my mother. They were in charge. And since Don usually does the carving on Thanksgiving when he goes to New York, we said, Don, we have a knife for you. Would you like to carve the turkey? And he said, sharpen it up.
But Joe, I watched the video, Joe. Did you regret that afterwards? Because he was terrible. He wasn't cutting it too thick. And Joe, did you regret it?
No, all I know is we plowed into that turkey afterward, and we had it for like three days of leftovers. So I was good. I was good with whatever he did.
All right, fair enough. Joe Zagacki is with us. So give us the latest. I do want to ask about the Miami Hurricanes basketball team, but give us the latest on football. We know that they've got a new opponent on Saturday, correct?
They're going to play Duke instead of Wake Forest, and of course last year, Miami didn't do so well against Duke. In fact, I think they've lost the last two games to Duke, which is hard to imagine. Now, this is a pretty good trade for the University of Miami. It will be Duke's final game that Miami was going to play Wake Forest. Here's the difference between the two teams. Wake Forest, so far this year, has turned the ball over one time. They have one fumble. That's it, the entire year. The quarterback has not thrown an interception. They've had one turnover. Duke, they've turned it over 30 times.
Wow.
Ooh. Good trade for Miami.
Yeah. And Joe, does this kind of what does this show you? That they can change opponents, you know, and I know it's Monday, so they have pretty much an entire week to get ready. But does this challenge the Canes in any way, changing opponents on a Monday?
No. because you're familiar with them from playing them last year. I would think they pull up all of your game reports from last year and be able to dive into a lot of the tendencies, or maybe not tendencies, but all the things, the fundamental things that David Cutcliffe believes in. So I think you'll be able to do that. Then, of course, you have an entire year of research on them because this is their final game. So I don't really think it affects Miami from a preparation standpoint. Miami's got to figure out who's going to be available for them to play. I think they were out in the field today, or maybe it'll be tonight. They were supposed to be back at practice today, and I think that's going to be kind of a rolling roster leading into Friday to figure out who they have. But I think they need to take the approach that this is a big game. They've got three big games to go, and whatever they have is going to be enough.
What do we know about the COVID situation with the team? I know they don't really release up until about an hour before game time who's on the list, but we know Manny Diaz is healthy and feeling well. I know he went on with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz this morning. Other than that, we don't really know how many positives there are or how many actual cases were active.
Yeah, I don't know, because when they played Virginia Tech, they were down 12 guys. But, you know, they were down 12 guys. A couple of those players were not big contributors, but they were down to, I want to say, the minimum offensive line. I think they went to the Virginia Tech game with seven scholarship offensive linemen and then one walk-on offensive lineman. So they were in you know, kind of a spot where they didn't have a lot of wiggle room. I think they'll probably be in better shape going into the Duke game. But as I said before, I thought the team they took to Virginia Tech clearly was good enough to win that game. And I think hopefully whatever they have right now will be good enough to win the Duke game.
And Joe, you like talking about, you know, what they have back and forth. Doesn't this team run through D'Eriq? And I know, you know, he's the quarterback, and we know what's going on with football right now. The quarterback runs it, but D'Eriq is the keystone of this team. D'Eriq is going to win or lose games for you, correct?
I would agree with that. And you have to protect him at all costs on and off the field. I think my concern with D'Eriq would be simply that they haven't played in 2 weeks. And I don't know if the timing will be messed up or not, but the receivers and D'Eriq were just kind of starting to peak. The last three games, the receiving core have had their best games of their careers over the last three games. Each guy getting better, each guy getting more catches, and each guy making spectacular plays. So now they've had 2 weeks off. I don't know if that's going to affect them or how much it will affect them, but he is obviously the guy that is he's the straw, you know, that stirs the drink. No question about that.
I know you said that it's a good trade-off in terms of opponents, but, man, I wish they didn't have this break because they were playing some decent football and they were fun this season. Like, I have that gnawing feeling that this ends up hurting them, right, this kind of layoff, protracted layoff.
You know, the only thing you can say is they went through this a couple years ago during their hurricane, Irma, and they came back and they played, I think it was Toledo, and they had a tough time in the first half in that game, conditioning and the timing and all of those things. But that being said, Hawk, just about every team has had to go through this at some point this year. Florida had the same issue. They were down for 2 weeks. Texas A&M was down for a couple of weeks. Ohio State's been on and off. I think the approach in 2020 going into the season was, hey, we got to be ready for anything. You might be a wide receiver. You have to play defensive back. We might play this week. We might not play next week. We might be scheduled to play Team A. We're going to play Team B. So I think you just have to get your mind in the right spot and roll with it. And that's what sports is about. Sports is about making adjustments, having a great attitude, but being able to make an adjustment. I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to talk myself out of it a little bit in that, you know, they were rolling along pretty good, four wins in a row. I remember I came on with you after the Clemson game, and I said, well, let's see where we are when we get to November. Can we get to 5-1 or 6-1? Here we are 7-1 and trying to get to December or through December. But maybe some of the momentum would be lost. But this is a team that Miami should, if they play well, they should beat Duke.
And, Joe, I know Hawk's opinion, and I know he's going to chime in on this one. But I want to ask you, Joe, because some of these bowl predictions are coming out, and I've seen a number of Gators versus Canes in the Orange Bowl.
Miami by 3 touchdowns. Yeah.
Do y'all want that smoke? I guess I'll ask it that way. Can the Canes hang with the number 6 Gators?
Come on. You got to ask that question the other way around, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right, Joe. Gracious. Tell him, Joe. Carve him up like that turkey.
You know, you guys rely on all that SEC stuff all the time. You just go back on, we play in the big bad SEC, right?
Yeah.
LSU's not so great this year. See what happens when you lose 17 players? See what happens when
Ed Orgeron can't overcome 17 player loss.
Are you taking a shot at your neighbor, Joe? I thought we were boys.
I was coming down to bring you an apple pie the other day. Do you see that video?
Yes,
we were
going to
knock on your door with the apple pie.
That would have been funny, man. Joe Zagacki delivering an apple pie to Channing Crowder. I love that.
Yeah, but Don's wife made that apple pie, and I wasn't giving it up at all.
I wouldn't either. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. So the Hurricanes basketball team opened their season last night after a delay. What do we think about NCAA basketball? It's going to be rough to get a season in, though.
I think it is. I think they're going to get the season in. I think we're going to have some disruptions. Now, I'm not a epidemiologist and all that. I do think that one of the problems we've had in college athletics is the contact tracing, the quarantine of 14 days. And that is what is affecting the rosters. And there are some I've read through many of these news outlets that perhaps the 14-day quarantine is the recommendation by the alphabets is going to go from 14 to 7 to 10 days. So that would probably help because they're quarantining people for 14 days and most people aren't paying attention to that.
Right.
They feel pretty good after 7 days if they haven't had symptoms. So I do think that might help a little bit because the contact tracing has been very difficult. And so Miami played last night. We had an empty arena. The players were all, the bench was spread out and all that stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing this team. It's been tough sledding for Miami in basketball since the day they lost to Loyola Chicago with that half-court shot at the NCAA tournament. Since then, I feel like they've been jinxed.
Oh, yeah. Man, I hadn't even thought about that. That seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah,
really,
2017.
Really
they had to get around the investigation. It hurt their recruiting. Then we got the pandemic. They signed a 4.5, 5-star player, Earl Timberlake, out of DeMatha High School in Washington, D.C. Really kind of a program-changing type player. He gets hurt. He's out 3 to 5 weeks. So they haven't had much luck, but if anybody can navigate around it, it's Coach L.
Who's next on the schedule for the Hurricanes?
They're going to play Stetson on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And then next week, on December the 8th, we'll get a pretty good indication because Miami goes into the ACC Big Ten Challenge. They'll play Purdue on December the 8th. And the ACC season starts on the 16th of December in a game against Pittsburgh.
All right, Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes and neighbor extraordinaire to Channing Crowder in the wonderful municipality.
I saw Crowder a couple weeks ago out there fishing. I stopped by. I was on my bicycle. He was out there. He was out fishing.
And Joe, what I have in that cooler, Joe?
He had some nice fish, and then he was going then he was going to take them and put them in the lake behind his house. Which is probably illegal.
Repopulate.
Joe, I thought that was between us.
Oops, sorry.
Spilling secrets. Joe Zagacki, thanks for making time for us, Joe.
Anytime, fellas. Thank you.
Obviously, we'll talk to the Carver, Don Bailey Jr., towards the end of the week and give him some calls to work into Saturday night's broadcast against Duke. All right, we've got an hour and a half left on the program today. I want to get Crowder's real take on the Dolphins' victory yesterday over the New York Jets, so we'll do that here momentarily.
Y'all know we love the game of football. We talk about football. Joe was just talking about football. But when it comes to my finances, I don't play around like I played football. That's why I love telling y'all about Dade County Federal Credit Union, who's been serving South Florida since 1939. And you talk about helping members gain financial stability that we all want and need. let me tell you, DCFCU is the real MVP of financial stability. In fact, they're proud partners with the Miami Dolphins, and we all know they only partner with the best of the best. Get better services than offered by the big banks with a credit union that has a proven track record of customer satisfaction. And no matter what those financial goals are, DCFCU will help you get there. From checkings to saving accounts, business accounts, credit cards, even auto loans, they have this awesome first-time car buying program that I love, and it's called the Date Auto Desk. With the Date Auto Desk, they will actually help you find the car of your dreams, and you won't have to pay dealer fees. How sweet is that? If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Miami-Dade County, you're already eligible to become a member, but you gotta go to fincu.com. That's FINSCU.com to get all the information. Dade County Federal Credit Union, they're better than a bank. They're your credit union. You gotta visit fincu.com today.
All right, quick break and then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What are you gonna do? We're gonna go to war! Hang up your phone.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.